This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJ V Show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug, you'll be along in a bit. In the meantime, ladies, lots of stuff trending today, from immigration to the 2020 presidential race. But let's talk about something a little more personal, I thought, and get your opinion on this. According to a new study, and this is California Healthline, but it deals with a national group of people. They're saying as ER wait times go up across the country, that more patients are actually leaving the emergency room against medical advice because it's just too crowded and emergency rooms aren't able to provide the timely care that people are looking for. Just in California alone, about 352,000 California ER visits in 2017 ended when patients left after seeing a doctor, but before their medical care was complete. That's up 57%, or 128,000 times from 2012. That's according to the Office of Statewide Health Planning and Development. Another 322,000 would be patients left an emergency room without seeing a doctor at all, and that's up 315,000 episodes since 2012. Now, hospital administrators say that overcrowding is the likely culprit for the trend because people are using emergency rooms 20% more than they were in 2012. That's 2.4 million times more just in the state of California. So this is a trend that is continuing across the country where people are just using the emergency room, I think, in many times to treat colds, coughs, you know, small items that could probably be taken care of in urgent care. And it's just causing these long wait times, so much so that people who should be staying in the hospital are just getting up and getting out.
I don't blame them. My friend's mom actually thought she was having like a heart issue, and she went into the ER on a Monday at like 4 p.m. They told her that they would not be able to even get her seen by anyone until Tuesday morning at like 5 a.m. That's what is it, 12-hour wait time? So wow. She left and waited to go see her regular doctor the next morning. It's just crazy. But if that had, luckily she was fine, but if that had been a life-threatening emergency, what do? They have people just dropping in the hallway? It's crazy.
Well, I think they try to triage based on, I know if you go in with things usually heart-related, they think it's serious. You'll get pushed to the front of the line. But if the rooms are already taken or if their beds are already taken, that means you're getting hallway care or you're sitting it out in the waiting room. There's a whole chart that they've put out about the number of minutes people wait for medical care across the country. And the coasts are 350-plus minutes. That's the median length of the stay in the emergency room. In the middle of the country, that seems to be where they're doing it best, and that seems to be 100 minutes or less in treatment times. But as you get closer to the border, that map starts to darken, and people are waiting anywhere between 100 and 350 minutes. That's the median length of the stay when they're in the emergency room. And I think about what I used the ER for recently. I was pretty open about it. I had a panic attack, and they got me right in. But the reason they got me right in is because my heart was racing. Mm. And so because I was having those palpitations, they put me in a room right away to get me on an EKG because they don't mess around with that usually. Yeah. But waiting room was filled with people who were just coughing and hacking and, you know, a lot of flu symptoms going on. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and you know, I always heard that if you take an ambulance, that that's a better option because they can get all the information about you on the way in and they can maybe get you in a bit faster. But, I mean, granted, it wasn't an emergency. I wasn't about to die, but the last time I went to the ER was for my broken leg and it was my right leg, so I couldn't drive, so I had to take an ambulance there. And I kind of sat out in the middle of the hallway for a while on a stretcher. And then eventually they put me in a room, and I sat there for probably 2 hours before anyone actually came in. They gave me a thing of ice and stuck it on my knee, and then by the time I saw a doctor, it was melted, and they never gave me a new bag of ice.
Oh, my gosh.
I just had a warm bag of water sitting on my leg. And then the other thing I found interesting was that there didn't really seem to be much communication between anyone. So someone would come in and look and ask me some questions, and then they would leave, and then maybe 35, 40 minutes later, someone else would come in and ask some questions, and then eventually they pushed me to another room for an x-ray, and that guy was like, okay, can you get over to this other bed? And I was like, no, I can't lift my leg up, and he seemed to be totally clueless about why I couldn't do that. So it was just, I don't know, the whole thing was a mess. I was lucky because, you know, I was totally fine. I was in pain, but it wasn't a life or death situation. But I can't imagine what it's like to be someone who's actually going in and is worried for, you know, whether they're going to live or die, and then they have to deal with that whole situation. It's just a mess. It's definitely not an emergency room.
Well, and do we think that, I know, and that's part of the problem. Is it because people don't have health care, or just because they want to get that instant treatment, I think? And I would say it's probably a mix. People who don't have health insurance are using emergency rooms for like an urgent care scenario or like a doctor's appointment. But people with the medical care, they just don't want to wait around to get to their doctor on a weekend. They want their care when they want it. And that's one of the other questions. Like in a state like California, where there is a ton of Medi-Cal available for people who don't have enough income or don't have a job that would provide them with insurance, almost everybody here is covered, and they're still using the emergency room like a doctor's office. And that, of course, is not what you want to see,
right?
Because if you've got, you know, if you're having a heart attack, you don't need to be pushed to the back of the line behind the guy who's got a sneeze or a cough.
But how can, I always wonder, how can people afford, just if you don't have health insurance, how can you afford to go to the ER? Because the last time I didn't have health insurance, I was in between jobs, and my new job hadn't started yet, so I had about 2 weeks of not having any health insurance. And naturally, that's when you really need it. And I'm allergic to strawberries, and I drank some sangria that had strawberry in it, and then I had to, you know, go to the ER. And I waited hours and hours and spent $2,500 on a Benadryl, because that's what they gave me.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was a $2,500 bill for the Benadryl. And I had to pay it, you know, out of pocket because I didn't have any health insurance. But if it was something more severe, how do people afford that?
I don't know. But I think maybe they just don't pay the bill. You might just get the bill, and maybe they won't chase you down. I'm not sure. They have to treat you, but they don't have to keep you very long. So, interesting. Yeah. All right. As we continue on the DJV show, a Christmas tree shop has pulled some Shark Week items. We'll tell you why. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about this.
No.
But apparently now even sharks are part of the politically correct crowd. We'll give you the whole scoop as we continue. It's the DJV show at 14 minutes past the hour.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Hi, I'm Ray Romano. When a soldier returns home, their transition to civilian life should be a time of joy as they reunite with friends and family. But for some veterans, an uninvited guest shows up at that reunion. It's called post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. And it's a battle scar that's no less real than any physical one. Its symptoms can include flashbacks, depression, guilt, and loss of purpose. Many veterans with PTSD suffer in silence, or they may hide their symptoms because of the stigma attached. The fact is, PTSD is a medical condition, and it's treatable. It should be handled with compassion, understanding, and specialized medical care. Our veterans serve to protect us. They're our nation's heroes. Call 1-888-44-SALUTE or go to saluteheroes.org to find out about available resources that can help. You could be saving a life. Thank you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's the DJV show. It's 17 minutes past the hour. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, Kara Schillen here as well. Doug, you'll be along in a bit. And ladies, we always talk about political correctness. And, you know, maybe we'd agree, maybe we'd have a spirited debate about what should be politically correct these days. I'm over it. But especially when you hear stories like this. Christmas tree shops have pulled offensive shark-related items from all of its stores on Cape Cod following a number of complaints. Get this. In recent days, some residents have expressed outrage over items mocking shark attacks on beachgoers. There's one item that was particularly offensive to the shoppers at the Christmas tree shops. It's a Shark Week kitchen towel set that said, quote, "Nice to eat you," on the bottom. There was another item that said, "Send more tourists. The last ones were delicious." And a red T-shirt that also had a message scrawled across the front that read, "Come to the shark side." Now, apparently, according to local reporters, they said it's a pretty touchy subject around here. Quote, "If one more person gets killed, I think the Cape Cod is done." So apparently, because shark attacks have become so regular in Cape Cod, they don't think that these kitchen towels are funny. Although, I heard you laughing, Victoria. I laughed.
I mean, look, I read the story. Shark Week is my favorite thing every year. So I think this is very funny. But this, to me, I'm the extra layer of hilariousness for this is it's straight out of Jaws. It's like right out of the plot of Jaws, where the mayor doesn't want anyone to know that there's been some shark attacks, right, so the beaches don't get closed. I mean, that's literally what this feels like to me. Yes, is it a touchy subject up in the Cape? Absolutely. And a lot of people have chosen to not go to the Cape anymore because it's just infested with great whites. And the problem with that is because that's where the seals are. They eat seals, and
humans,
that's nature.
Yeah, it's a buffet.
Well, so
exactly.
here's my question.
But stupid people have been going out onto that sandbar. That's where the shark attacks are happening. It's just people are being really, really dumb about it. So I'm laughing at this because I think it's funny.
So do Christmas tree shops up there just sell anything? I don't really relation between
Christmas.
Well,
it's mostly Christmas, but they have cutesy other things. They have about 5 different locations on Cape Cod. So they're very well known in that area. They sell cutesy things. And for Shark Week, "Nice to eat you." They're on their kitchen towels.
I don't know. I think it's funny.
I think it's kind of funny, too. But actually, one of the residents said, "I grew up in the Cape. There have always been sharks. So if somebody makes a joke about it, it's all right. We're going to be okay." So Christmas shops now deciding whether or not to have shark merchandise in their stores. It's the DJV show at 20 minutes past the hour.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way. Tell me why it ain't nothing but harder. Tell me why it ain't nothing but
harder. 24 minutes past the hour. It's the DJ V Show. You're listening to the Backstreet Boys. An acoustic version of this song, which I think sounds really cool, guys.
Sounds good.
Sounds really great.
Yeah.
Now, in honor of the 20th anniversary of Millennium, which was released in May of 1999, I'm getting so old, the Backstreet Boys have unveiled an acoustic version of their hit single from that album. Pretty cool, Victoria. How did this come to be?
I think it's really great for the. This is obviously for the fans and kind of like a little, you know, a thank you gift. They wrote a letter to all the fans. They posted it with this song, and they said each and every one of you have been the perfect fan and made us feel larger than life. Waka waka. Believe us when we say no one else comes close to having as amazing fans as we do. We would never be able to say enough thank yous, but wanted to share a little something to show how grateful we are. So they actually just celebrated their 26th year together.
That's pretty
so. Yeah, and they're on tour. I think you're seeing them, aren't you, on this tour?
I don't have tickets to see the Backstreet Boys. I do have tickets to see New Kids on the Block.
Oh, okay.
That's coming up in a couple of weeks. But I've seen the Backstreet Boys in their residency in Las Vegas, and they still have it. They're great. Very energetic show. They sound great. A lot of great dancing. So, yeah, if you get to see them and you're Backstreet Boy fans, check them out. Their world tour is going on right now. It kicked off last week in Portugal. So, yeah, if you get a chance to see the Backstreet Boys, if you're into the boy band scene, not a bad way to spend a few bucks. All right, moving on to music news now on the DJ V Show. Thomas Rhett is in the focus. Not true. Thomas Rhett and John Pardee have teamed up for this brand new song. It's called Nothing Beer Can't Fix. And Victoria, is this a like an ode to Homer Simpson? Is that what's going on?
I think it might be. Homer Simpson apparently famously toasted once to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems. And so beer can't fix seems to kind of definitely take a note from Homer Simpson. But it seems like a fun kind of song. I know it's been described as having that, like, beachy country vibe that Kenny Chesney has.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can definitely hear some beachiness.
Yeah, this has definitely got a Kenny Chesney vibe to it.
It could be raining on your perfect vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation.
I mean, this is a song I could listen to at the tiki bar.
You can listen to anything at the tiki bar.
True.
Who needs music? You could just hum it.
Just need the tiki bar.
These are two of country's most, I guess, probably rising stars. The fastest rising stars would maybe be the best way to put it. Thomas Rhett and John Pardee. I don't know if they've toured together yet, but certainly they are hot properties in country music. Now, this track, Beer Can't Fix, is going to be released off of Thomas Rhett's new album, Center Point Road. And it's the fifth song that he's done now to preview his Center Point Road, which is pretty good. And it's his fourth album already. Unbelievable. The one thing that a lot of people don't realize about Thomas Rhett is that he's actually the son of a country singer from the 90s who is very popular. Rhett Akins is his name. And instead of using the Akins last name, Thomas Rhett just pays tribute to his dad by using his first name as his last name. So a little family connection if you're a 1990s country fan. The DJV Show, 28 minutes past the hour.
You can't wanna say. You'll try to match me shot for shot, it's gonna get ugly. Boy, don't forget how I tore up those college.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's rocked the nation, but some of Alabama's own residents are among those protesting the state's new strict abortion ban. A protester at a Mobile, Alabama rally yesterday says the new abortion ban is unfair.
Especially with the rape and incest being included and nobody being allowed to get an abortion, what are you going to do when you have a 12-year-old who's been raped and is forced to carry out that pregnancy?
It's seen as the nation's strictest anti-abortion law, and it was signed into law by Governor Kay Ivey last week without exceptions for rape or incest. Meanwhile, an amendment designed to make abortion unconstitutional in Louisiana is heading to the state Senate today.
President Trump is turning up the heat on Iran, tweeting yesterday that, quote, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. And he warned Iran not to threaten the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Kara Schillen is at our controls at our uplink site in Washington, D.C. Dougie is out and about. He'll be back with us momentarily. In the meantime, Victoria Keelan has trending stories for today. What's trending, Victoria?
Well, Las Vegas and the MGM resorts are trending. And
always
the reason,
trending.
Yeah, well, the reason for that is the MGM resorts actually, just before the weekend, told federal regulators that they will pay up to $800 million to settle the liability lawsuits that came from the 2017 mass shooting in Vegas, which still is ranked as the deadliest in modern U.S. history. And MGM Resorts also said that it has $751 million in insurance to pay towards the settlement. They have 4,200 people who have claimed have put in a claim for insurance payouts. And they have also been sued by people living in Nevada, California, and other states. And so this is, of course, this has been a very tricky thing to negotiate, I guess, and to figure it out. And so MGM Resorts, and now it also involves the Security and Exchange Commission because of this, the amount of money involved and for such a large payout. So this is, it's complicated. I don't know exactly when people, families, victims, families, things like that, I don't know when exactly they'll see some money, but it looks like they have about $800 million to go towards these 4,200 people who have put in a claim so far. It obviously, you know, it can never replace any of your loved ones, but I guess in some way it helps, you know. 58 people lost their lives there. More than 800 people were injured. It was just a horrible day in U.S. history.
Well, I guess I feel like that actually is a low amount. It's much lower than I thought it would be. Obviously, $800 million is nothing to sneeze at. It's a lot of money. In most cases, that would probably end a corporation. Obviously, there's a lot of money in MGM Resorts. But
yeah,
when you think about the number of people that this touched, you mentioned it's not just the 59 people, I think it was, that lost their lives. It's the hundreds that were injured, that have had their lives changed, that have had psychological, and there's this whole psychological element that comes along with this. It surprises me that it's even just at $800 million right now. It had such a huge impact in so many different little different ways that it affected so many people that were there. And, you know, I still think the lack of information that we have about the shooting is so disgraceful. I know that people are trying to, the officials in Las Vegas, the officials with the FBI are trying to pass this off as, we just don't really know why he did it. But it's hard to imagine that someone would bring up this much mass chaos, this much mass carnage, and not want people to know what their motivation was. I still think that this one, I'm not a conspiracy theorist really, truly, but this one to me just stinks of something that we don't know. And I wonder how it has an impact on people who are trying to heal. I wonder if it matters at all. I know that there are a lot of people who made it out of that concert venue that then went on to lose their life in other ways. There's been several stories about
weird stories. Yeah.
Yeah. People who had these strange illnesses come on them, people who had their brakes cut on their car. There was a person who survived the Las Vegas shooting that died in the shooting at Borderline in Thousand Oaks just this past year. So obviously it could all be coincidence. We have no explanation for that, but there seems to be so much mystery around this still.
I agree. And I still think that woman, his girlfriend or whatever, the shooter's girlfriend, that Filipino woman that, you know, mysteriously disappeared the day before with $100,000 that he wired her, there's no way that woman does not know more. There's no way. I just, you know, I remember she was fleeing from the police, and then she showed up in a wheelchair. It was just so bizarre. And I think that there's no way. She's just totally lying if she says that she didn't know why he did it or that he was even doing something, that he was planning something. This took a long time for him to plan. The amount of guns and ammunition that he had in that hotel room, the security footage shows the bellhop, like, walking, you know, like, rolling in all of his suitcases.
Right. Yeah.
And
you know, the thing about the lack of information, and this is what is really unfortunate for the victims, is it causes people like you, Victoria, like me, like Kara, to sit around and go, what happened? And we start hypothesizing almost. You know, there have been a lot of people who have come up with conspiracy theories that he was actually working for the CIA, or that somehow he was radicalized, or, you know, there's all these things. And how unfortunate that it almost becomes a topic for gossip and conversation like that, in that vein, instead of about the victim. But when you don't have the information, it's almost human nature to try to figure this out and to wrap your head around it. And so normal people like us will talk about it, even though we should probably be focusing on the people who lost their lives. And that's really the unfortunate thing and the disservice, I think, done by the officials in Vegas. Vegas and in of course, nationally with the FBI. I think I told you guys I was in Vegas, well, I don't know, not too long after the shooting, and took a cab ride, and the cab took us right by the place where the Harvest Festival was held. And I said, so what is going on? He goes, it's better just to not ask questions about that. So everybody feels this, right? Everybody feels it, and there's a lot of money we know behind MGM and the casino to make these kinds of stories go away, and eventually people lose interest. You know, reporters were camped out there for weeks trying to figure out what was going on, and they're all gone, but we still haven't gotten any answers.
It's very sad. Does anyone want to stay at the Mandalay Bay Hotel anymore?
They were having a tough time. Actually, I think they're probably back. People forget. And they were offering, I think, some good discount sales. But for a while, I think they were struggling a bit. They're still open, and I haven't heard any plans that anything else is changing. So
that room isn't open, is it? The suite?
No, I think they had closed off the floor above it, the floor below it, and that floor. I don't know if they've let people back on that particular floor yet, but that would be
weird.
Ever
want to stay
I don't
there.
Think you could do it.
No.
I don't think you could do it. Even just from the, even nearby, you still would have a hard time. All right, as we continue on the DJV show, CVS trying to roll out a new self-care campaign. We'll have the details for you. It's 41 minutes past the hour.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, I started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Calitrin, it is the best choice, the healthiest choice, not just for losing the weight, but keeping it off.
Right. Yes, it does. It's collagen. You know, you're born with it, you lose it, you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. It supports your lean muscle, and it burns your stored fat. You're going to see inch loss more than likely before weight loss. Much easier to keep off and to maintain that weight. It's not your fast overnight, but your healthy way to lose your weight. You know, it has lots of benefits because of the collagen. Like, I take it for the arthritis, have for over 15 years. Sleep better, feel better, have more energy. Doesn't matter if you're on certain meds. It doesn't interact with anything, no matter what you're taking.
All right, so let's once again underscore what you can do right now, going to toploss.com and ordering, whether it's the first time or you need to reorder, the Mother's Day special, $30 off a 90-day supply, plus you get a free bottle and free shipping. Toploss.com, use the code DJV.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Four minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara, and Dougie is out and about. He'll be back with us in just a bit. But there is a new campaign going on at CVS Pharmacy, and I'll give them a little round of applause. I don't usually go to CVS because I feel like they could be a little pricey sometimes, but CVS has announced that they are trying to further a commitment to new self-care. It's called Treat Yourself Well, and it's a brand new campaign that they are rolling out because they're seeing customers focus on self-care as part of their overall health routine. Now, when you guys think of self-care, and we'll go into what CVS is doing, what's self-care for you, Victoria, or for you, Kara? What does that mean for you?
I don't really think about it, I guess. I guess it would probably be like, you know, I would put it in the category of supplements and just taking care of your body better. You know, mm-hmm. I guess that's kind of what I would think of. I hate yoga, and I don't want anyone to try to force me into yoga, so I don't know that.
I think of massages. That's my self-care. Yeah, it's a good massage or a facial.
That's great, actually. Yep, exactly.
Kara, what's self-care to you?
Yeah, mine's a good – I like to do a combo of, like, physical and mental, so I work out quite a few times during the week, and that helps. But then whatever you ask. And I don't know, I've been seeing a therapist this year, which has been really helpful for me. And then I also, you guys know, earlier in the year I was doing the thing where I was going away on like a little staycation maybe once every 2 months. And that I found was really helpful to just like get away, shut off my phone, not think about any of the other stuff that's going on in my life. And just even if it's, you know, somewhere like a half an hour away from my house, just go and sit there and like relax.
That sounds
and
very restorative.
Tub.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also massage.
Kara. Kara's winning at the self-care game.
I'm just pretending I've got it all under control, guys.
Victoria and I are passing out on couches, and Kara's like, and I went to see my therapist, and then I did some exercise, and then
I took a staycation and meditated.
To be fair, that was my only New Year's resolution this year, was to take better care of myself. So
well, that's
I mean,
a good one. That's actually a great one.
I'm not making fun of you. I think you're doing a great job. I'm just jealous. That's all. In 2014, CVS, that took away tobacco from their stores. They've found themselves to be the health mecca of drugstores. And they've included new beauty products that are made from more natural ingredients that don't have all the chemicals like formaldehyde, and parabens. And they've rolled out 300 new products in the health and wellness space focusing on brain health, nutrition, and sleep that are going to go onto CVS shelves. And the new products, ladies, include things you may traditionally find at health food stores or like in specialty wellness shops, including collagen, bone broth protein, that's a huge deal right now. Yeah. Essential oils, yoga mats, and bee pollen. And CVS also announced that they completed their new Tested to Be Trusted program, meaning all vitamins and supplements sold online and in their stores have been tested by third parties to ensure the ingredients in the bottles are accurate and exclude certain prohibited ingredients. This talk of essential oils made me laugh a little bit because this weekend I had dinner with a friend of mine who has really become sort of like this guru of all things natural, and she's, you know, a goddess of the land. How about that? So she's sitting at our dinner table and she whips out a couple of bottles. She started making essential oils and she takes out one, which is like a rose petal oil. And she said, take the dropper and just drop a few drops on your tongue. So I did. And it was incredible. And it's supposed to be for your whole body health and making you feel relaxed and all of this. And so my first thought is, oh my gosh, this would be great in a martini.
How can I make this better?
Not how you're supposed to use essential oils.
Add alcohol. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So I was like, you could do a rose petal martini and you could put a pretty garnish on the outside and like a pink sugar rim.
I love how you think.
Yeah. She had also done one that was kind of interesting too, of chamomile tea. It was chamomile lavender oil. Mm. And that was really relaxing. That one, though, you're not really supposed to ingest that one because the base of it, I guess, to make the tincture or whatever, she boils down vodka or something like that. So it's very strong, but you put it on your pulse points and it's supposed to be good for relaxation. So maybe I should hook her up with CVS. She can start putting products in. The beneficiary of all this, by the way, was our waiter who kept coming back to the table and she'd have something new out on the table every single time that she would let him try. So it became like our running joke that she was Mary Poppins with some crazy bag. All right. So CVS, a brand new wellness program. Get some self-care this week. Make that your resolution. It's the DJV show at 49 minutes past the hour.
Hi, my name is Liz. Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The hour. It's the DJV show. I'm Victoria Keelan with our producer, Kara Schillen. And Taiwan is in the news. On Friday, they passed a bill to legalize same-sex marriage. It is the first country in Asia to actually legalize same-sex marriage. And previously, it had defined marriage as a union between a man and a woman, but Taiwan's top court ruled that that language was actually unconstitutional. That ruling came down 2 years ago, and so it's taken a while for them to get it into law, but it actually goes into law in 1 week. So I don't know of another country that passes a law, and then 1 week later, it's good to go, but good for them. And there were a lot of people who were pouring into the streets of Taiwan on Friday in support of this major step. And Taiwan's president, who was a woman, said that we took a big step towards true equality and made Taiwan a better country. So congrats to Taiwan.
Yeah, especially in the news after, I guess, what, last month or whatever, when Brunei came out with that new law where they made it basically legal that you could stone people to death for engaging in homosexual acts, which was just horrifying. And there was that, you know, international basically petition for people to not go to the hotels that the
right?
I don't know.
The Sultan of Brunei owns.
So this is really nice to hear. And people seemed really excited. There were lots of parades. And so it was one of those nice.
It's also Global Pride Month. So right now, the month of May is, with Global Pride, I'm sure that really made the timing even sweeter for all of that. So congrats to them. Love equality. In other trending news, and this is some bizarre news that really trended heavily over the weekend, it's news that Robert Pattinson, who is best known from the Twilight series of films, that he's actually going to be the new Batman. And I like our Pats, but I just have a really hard time seeing him as Batman, unless it's like skinny, pale-faced Batman. I don't really know, like, zero muscle tone Batman.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It's going to be weird indie hipster Batman.
It must be.
I don't know. I think it could be interesting. I won't judge it until I see a trailer. Now, has he officially been confirmed? Because I also saw there were rumors that Nicholas Holt might be in the running, which I think is another weird choice. He's also kind of a weird, skinny,
clearly, that's
British
the direction
one.
They're going in. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a British Batman who's kind of brooding looking and sounding. So, I don't know. This guy, Matt Reeves, he works with Warner Brothers and DC Comics. He is the filmmaker who did the last two Planet of the Apes movies, which I did not see. Apparently, Warner Brothers wanted to have him take over because Ben Affleck was Batman. I thought Ben Affleck was actually really good as Batman, and then he was supposed to direct the new Batman, and then somehow they severed ties with him, and this Matt Reeves guy is going to take over all of it. So, I don't know. You know, they said Batman versus Superman was a disappointment. The Justice League movie was disappointing in terms of box office. I just don't know. I mean, Robert Pattinson will certainly get the younger lady contingent into the theaters, maybe, but I don't know if it's going to be a true Batman story, so... Very, very odd. I don't know. Not really a fan. And in other trending news, the SATs are trending. And actually, this is right around the time when kids in high school are finding out what their SAT scores are. I saw my cousin over the weekend, and she's a junior, and she just got her SAT scores back. 1,500. Whatever. Whatever, Grace. that was her second attempt, and she got 1,500. Her first attempt was 1,380, which was still better than my second attempt. But anyway, so the SATs are actually getting revamped, and they're going to take into account, I'm not exactly sure how they're going to do this, but they want to take into account to reflect different social and economic backgrounds of kids taking the SATs.
This is the adversity score, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, they said they call it the environmental context dashboard, and they said it's going to measure factors like the crime rate and poverty levels of a student's neighborhood to better capture their, quote, resourcefulness to overcome challenges and achieve more with less. I understand this. They say that there is talent and potential waiting across the country, kids who come from poor rural families, kids navigating challenges of living in inner cities, and military kids who travel so much. I understand it. I just don't know how effective that it's really going to be.
I think it's an interesting concept, but I was talking about this with people over the weekend and last week, and the only thing that's kind of weird is that the College Board, who administers the SAT, mm-hmm. they're the ones who determine what your score is from 0 to 100. But the kids, they don't tell anyone how they figure out that score exactly, and the kids don't get to find out what their score is when they're applying for colleges. So they know their SAT score, but they don't know their adversity score. And so I don't know if that will help or harm more people in the long run.
Well, I think it's important to adjust the SATs for sure, but, look at all the kids paying their way into college these days. So, oh well. More for discussion, 58 past the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.